This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening.
It was pouring rain on public.
The News at 5. I'm Jake Sarworth. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are the dedication of the Miners Memorial Wall of Honor, the Offa Gallery of Scranton's latest Keystone College exhibit, and this weekend's Zumbathon. We'll also get a look into this week's edition of Music Monday, get a Monarch Sports update from the weekend, and your weather forecast for the start of our shortened week. Northeastern Pennsylvania's rich history is full of the resource that powered the Industrial Revolution, anthracite coal. In many ways, the modernization of the United States was built on the backs of the boys and men and who worked in Northeast PA's mines, but tragedies like the Knox Mine disaster and the flood of 72 led to the slow death of the industry. News director Katie Pugh attended the dedication ceremony for King's College's Miners Memorial Wall of Honor, the only coal miners memorial in Wilkes-Barre.
Dedication of King's College's Miners Memorial Wall of Honor at King's on the Square. But that didn't stop the crowds from gathering under the tents to hear President Ryan, Father Looney, Vice President Loyak, and Professor Robert Walensky's ceremony to dedicate the wall. The wall, a smooth and sturdy slab of black granite, holds 875 names of miners from northeastern Pennsylvania and is poised for more to be carved into it in the coming years. On the stones below it are somber memorials for local mining disasters and the death tolls that they accumulated. Tom Burke, son of the late James Burke, a philanthropist of King's College, attended the ceremony in honor of his father, who helped pioneer the project before his death in 2015.
We're sad that he's not here to see it. He passed about 2 years ago, but he was here when the ribbon cutting ceremony to open the park occurred, and this was the phase two. And he would have been so delighted, I think, to be here just to feel the vibe that was going on. I mean, he always said that it's in the DNA of the folks from the valley, the mining history, and it's history that's being lost. And that's what this park was all about. It was to not only commemorate the lives of the miners, but to educate folks about the sacrifices that they made to make this country really what it is. And so the tutorials around the park, that was the education piece. And the commemoration piece is the Wall of Honor. We have 875 names on there now. We hope to get many thousands more. It couldn't be in a better place, Public Square in Wilkes-Barre, where so many people will be able to enjoy them.
Robert Carruthers, one of the many who attended, came to honor his father.
Well, my father was a coal miner, and I came to honor him, and it's a great turnout, even though the weather's not great. Well, my dad was Robert James Carruthers, and he worked for the Hubert Brakery way back after the service. He got out of the paratroopers. And he got a job at the coal miners, and it was, if I could say the word, hell. And it was hell. Well, he told me a story about the rats in the coal mines, where they actually fed them to keep them around so they would know if the gas was in there or not. And that's one story he told me. But I know there's another story about a canary, and I never heard that story from him. It was always about the rats. No, he actually told me to try to get an education so you don't end up where I end up. I'm a little sentimental about this, but he actually did. He was on oxygen, and he had black lung, and he did suffer. Well, I seen his name on the wall, and I took a picture of it, and it was touching, very touching.
Bernadette Drewby's grandfather's name is on the wall. She shared his story.
I think it's a wonderful tribute to the men who gave their lives for King Coal. And it's just a nice way to remember them. They're not forgotten. My grandfather, Ignaz Czerneski, was a miner. He was killed in an explosion in the Franklin Colliery in 1947. He was only 57 years old. I never got to know him, unfortunately. I was only a baby. But he died in an explosion, along with 7 or 8 other men at the time. And my grandmother was left a widow, and it was a very hard time for many women like her who were left on their own with a home to take care of, and she ended up having to rent out rooms in her home to other people in the family and even had to take in boarders to keep her home.
Dorothy Dussler came for her father, who needed to work in the mines from childhood to support his family, like many of the other miners on the wall.
My dad started in the mines as a breaker boy at 8 years old, and from there he became a miner and did get his license to set out charges, but he always knew when there was going to be a cave-in and he would get his men out. There was just an instinct he had. And until he died, he said, if the mine's open tomorrow, I'm going back.
Dussler shared her thoughts on the monument.
Wonderful. I was the boy he never had, so I was with him all the time. And we had four girls in the family. He just taught me so much, like with repairs and doing things. I miss him so much.
To get your family's coal miner on the memorial wall, visit ahfdn.org. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
Keystone College's seniors displayed their final art projects in Scranton's Offa Gallery. Nick Magarelli of Manapolin, New Jersey, has some of his music-inspired digital art displayed in the gallery. Program Director Nick Rotundo interviewed his hometown friend at the gallery.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "This world is but a canvas to our imagination." One up-and-coming artist takes this quote personally as he prepares to graduate Keystone College with a degree in graphic design. Nick Magarelli of my hometown, Manalapan, New Jersey, is currently showing off some of his artwork in the Offa Gallery in Scranton for the next month with his fellow Keystone seniors. Magarelli explained what this art show is all about.
Today is about all the seniors in art getting together and showing off their work that they created for the past 4 years. This is just Keystone, and this has really been a tradition for all of the art majors, just to kind of get out there to get started in the world.
Magarelli then went on about what the art show is able to do for him and his fellow artists.
This is just for us to get noticed. We have business cards out there for people to kind of get an idea of who we are, to make it easier for us to make designs or any type of art for people who are interested.
Of course, Magarelli wouldn't be where he is today without his professors and peers. He touched upon this topic.
This is a big accomplishment for me. I worked so hard 4 years to get to this moment, and this is a moment that I will never forget because it only happens once, and it's just such an achievement for myself and for the class at Keystone College.
Magarelli then spoke about some of his work that is being shown in Scranton.
Some of the artwork that I made was I made a series of musicians, iconic musicians, and I did it based on the year of their death. Each musician has an own different unique style based upon the music that is influenced by them or influenced by me. So, for example, I made a piece that's David Bowie, and I really wanted to get a space look because he kind of has that space vibe when you listen to his music. And I wanted to make it look like he's sleeping in space forever. And my point across these is saying that even though these iconic musicians are dead, their music will continue to live on forever.
Not only did Magarelli make a series of digital paintings, but he also built a custom 3D printed guitar.
The piece that I have is a 3D printed guitar. And how that came about was I've always wanted to build a guitar. And it fits very well with these pieces because, like I said, these musicians are dead, and I could pick up this guitar and play it, play any one of their songs that I want, and it signifies life for them because they can live on forever.
Magarelli then spoke about the amount of work he put into building this guitar.
What I did was I designed it off of a program called SolidWorks, and it took me about a full semester and a half to do. And what I did was I wanted to get the right dimensions of everything, so I was just looking at 360 views of different guitars, and I got it shipped out to California to get the best type of plastic done for the 3D printing, or the material done. And I was nervous because it was sent out to California, and I was just so scared about when you put the guitar parts together, is it going to fit? Because it's just so far away from home. Sure enough, when I got the parts together, it all fits, perfect match, and it sounds completely different. It sounds more of like an echo, And I like that because it's very unique. And this piece is only one out of four guitars that I'm making. So I'm making one that is an acoustic guitar, a bodiless guitar, and one that just involves a bunch of shapes.
Finally, Magarly says where you can reach him if you would like to commission a piece of art from him.
You can reach me at my email, which is nickmagarly@aol.com. That's my best reach out for that. If you want anything, I basically can do anything that has a feel for the art that I love.
Be sure to check out the exhibit in the Offa Gallery in Scranton. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo.
The King's Marketing Management Association held a Zoom-a-thon yesterday. Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn got to see the event.
The King's Marketing and Management Association hosted a Zoom-a-thon under glorious blue skies Sunday. The program offered 4 hours of instruction between Zumba class and yoga exercises, rotating every other hour, and it was used as a fundraiser for charity. First, with the workouts, a handful of participants were on hand for Zumba classes taught by Tatiana Hemmings, a senior who studies both neuroscience and Spanish at King's. Hemmings describes the concept of Zumba and what it can do to the body.
Zumba is a great way to incorporate both fitness and dance. It's a way to express yourself and have a great time while secretly exercising, working out your legs, your arms, without even realizing you're doing it. Zumba is mainly a Latin-themed fitness. It involves reggaeton, salsa, merengue, and cumbia. In my dances, I normally like to include the reggaeton and the merengue. That's the foundation of it all. And then sometimes I'll throw in a salsa or a cumbia. But I like to incorporate English also in order to basically represent whatever age group I am currently trying to teach and have a great time.
The other program, yoga, was presented by Junior Caroline Jones, the president of the Marketing and Management Association, and talks about what yoga does while distinguishing the difference between yoga and Zumba.
So yoga is also a physical fitness practice, but it's more than that because it's also great for you mentally and emotionally. It really develops your strength and flexibility and balance, both mentally and physically. So yoga is very calm and peaceful and meditative, where Zumba is fast-paced and very active.
The Children's Miracle Network is an important mission for both the Marketing and Management Association and the Miss America organization in which Jones is a part of. Jones, as Miss Susquehanna Valley 2017, believes in the importance of the charity of choice, the Children's Miracle Network.
They're going to the Children's Miracle Network. The Marketing and Management Association has had fundraisers for the Children's Miracle Network for the past 3 years, and it's our charity of choice because of how many children's lives that we could affect by giving to this organization. I discovered the Children's Miracle Network by competing in the Miss America organization, and my friend Marielle, who also goes to King's with me, and I decided that we wanted to do a Zumbathon and a Yogathon with the Marketing and Management Association to benefit the Children's Miracle Network hospitals.
Meanwhile, another role player in the Marketing and Management Association, Marielle Roberts McDonald, a sophomore biology pre-med student, knows the brilliance of Children's Miracle Network ever since she was born. Now Miss Luzerne County, Roberts was born premature and she needed help from the Children's Miracle Network. In addition, she appreciates all the donations from the people to what she calls a tremendous organization.
Well, it actually goes back to when I was being born. I was born premature by a month, and my heart stopped 4 times, and I had a variety of complications, so I went down to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital. I had a hemangioma that went intracranial in the back of my head, so it caused profuse bleeding, and I could have had permanent brain damage, but as a result, I have a serious speech impediment. So now I'm considered a miracle child, where I advocate my story and share how Children's Miracle Network technically saved my life. People coming to this event, it really just means so much because this is such a great organization, since it is a nonprofit organization that relies on a ton of funds, and all the proceeds from this event will be going directly towards our local Danville Children's Miracle Network.
There are still more opportunities to participate in yoga and Zumba classes. Yoga classes take place every Monday evening at 7:30 p.m. in the aerobics room in the Scanlon Gym complex, and Zumba classes take place every other Wednesday evening at 7:30 in the aerobics room. All are encouraged to attend these events to stay healthy and to stay fit. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn.
Coming up next, we'll get a fresh look into Music Monday, get a Monarch Sports update, and hear the weather for the top of the week.
If your skin could talk, would you listen? Stop tanning and protect your skin from melanoma, the second most common cancer in young women 15 to 29 years old. Learn more at spotskincancer.org, a message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
Hey, King's College, this is Josh from Coheed and Cambria. You're listening to WRKC.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. The women's lacrosse team faced FDU Florham in a MAC Freedom Conference matchup in McCarthy Stadium on Saturday. The Lady Monarchs suffered a 14-6 defeat. Junior Anastasia Araviakis notched a hat trick, scoring 3 goals in the loss. The Lady Monarchs return to the field this Thursday at Delaware Valley University in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. The Lady Monarchs have a 5-6 record on the season. The men's lacrosse team squared up against FDU Florham last Sunday in a MAC Freedom Conference matchup in Madison, New Jersey. The Monarchs lost 12-8. Senior Sean Dickey netted a hat trick with 3 goals and 1 assist, tallying 4 points in the contest. Brock Johnson also notched 3 points with 2 goals and an assist. The Monarchs return to McCarthy Stadium on Thursday to play Delaware Valley University. The Monarchs have a 4-6 record on the season. The men's tennis team is on a 3-game win streak with wins over Elizabethtown College, Misericordia, and Eastern Universities. Freshman Tyler Millian improved to 17-1 on this season. The Monarchs return to the court Tuesday for a doubleheader with Clark Summit University and Keystone College. The Monarchs' current record is 6-5 for the season. The Lady Monarch tennis team continues to struggle with 2 blowout losses to Misericordia and Eastern Universities. Junior Emily Kilbaka had the only win in the Eastern game for the women's team. The Lady Monarchs are on an 8-game losing streak. They return to the court this Wednesday against crosstown rival Wilkes University. The Lady Monarchs' record sits at 2-10 on this season. On Saturday, the Lady Monarch softball team faced off against DeSales University in a MAC Freedom Conference matchup. The Lady Monarchs split the doubleheader. They dropped the first game 7-6. First baseman Megan Beaupre went 3-for-4 in the game with 1 run batted in. In Game 2, the Lady Monarchs got a 5-4 victory thanks to Samantha Bloom. Bloom cracked her 100th career hit over the fence for a 2-run home run. Her 2-run blast would prove to be the difference maker and help the Lady Monarchs to a victory. The Lady Monarchs have a doubleheader today against Keystone College. They also have a doubleheader tomorrow against Lycoming College. The Lady Monarchs have a 10-8 record on the season. The men's baseball team split a doubleheader with DeSales University on Sunday. The Monarchs dropped the first game 16-6. The Monarch pitching fell short that game. Nick Dino picked up his 2nd loss of the season. Sean McKee went 2-for-3 in that game. In the 2nd game of the doubleheader, the Monarchs won a close game 11-8. First baseman Chris Rebar went 3-for-4 with 4 runs batted in. John Wickheiser got the win in relief, coming in for starter Billy Neal, who lasted 2 2/3 innings. The Monarchs return to the field today against DeSales University at 3:30 p.m. in the Betzler Field Complex. The Monarchs have an 11-9 record on the season. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
You're listening to Music Monday on the WRKC News at 5. My name is Therese Ruffsedge, Music Director, and I'm your host for today's installment of the program. The first piece I'd like to share with you today is a sample from Evil Foe's 2017 release titled Last of the Acid Cowboys. Now, this sample is going to be from the first track of that album titled Visions of Sin. If you like artists such as Wand, Ty Segall, and Foxygen, then you should enjoy this next track. So without further ado, here is Vision of Sin here on Music Monday.
Your vision.
Next, we have a track from Jake Xerxes Fussell's new album titled What in the Natural World. The sample off of this album we have coming up for you is very slow and homely and reminiscent of a simpler time. So here is Lo Bonnie.
Lo Bonnie, Lo Bonnie was a hunting young man, and a hunting he did ride. With his hunting horns slung round his neck, and his broadsword by his side. Well, he hunted till he came to his old true love, and a lightly tingled down.
The Meltdown are a Melbourne-based soul, jazz, and blues band. They're brought to you by the purveyors of the finest radioactive gospel, and they're going to be seeing us through for this week's installment of Music Monday. So enjoy this sample of The Other Side by The Meltdown.
Distance in you that never was there, cold to the touch, and your words hang in the air. I don't feel your warmth like I used to do. Mouth still moves, but the words ain't you.
That concludes this week's installment of Music Monday here on the WRKC News at 5. My name is Therese Ruffsedge, Music Director, and I've been your host for today's installment of the program. If you enjoyed what you heard today, don't forget to tune in each Monday during the regular semester to hear the latest and greatest hits on college radio.
And now the weather. Tonight will be clear with a low of 55. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 81. And Wednesday will be rainy with a high of 66. Kings on the Square will host Therapy Dogs from noon to 1 tomorrow. The News at 5 will air this Wednesday and will return next Friday. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Jake Sarwar. Enjoy that nice weather out there.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio Kings College, Wilkes-Barre.